Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. I'm Stuart. We have Larry on board tonight for a short update. There's been an assassination, as you may have heard. The electors have voted for Trump, which actually puts us now in a very precarious and very dangerous position, and hopefully we can get into that. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hello, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. What is the latest on this assassination? I mean, you know, when you assassinate an ambassador, you're asking for trouble.
Well, as some of the media has speculated from around the world today, and especially the Russian media is reporting, this is how war starts.
What do you think Putin's going to do about this? Now, you said off air that he was a personal friend of this ambassador.
That's the information I'm receiving, is that he was close to Putin and a personal friend, and apparently, you know, he was the ambassador to Turkey from Russia and was involved in the talk somewhat of the Syrian peace initiative Putin was putting forth. Between Russia, Turkey, and Iran.
Wow. So, what is there any reason? I know. I heard. You can tell me if this is true or not. That the guy who did this was actually part of the security forces of Erdogan.
Well, the information seems to identify him as police officer involved in special operations for Erdogan's office. And he actually was at the meeting, not as part of the security. Nobody seems to know why he's at the meeting, but he was standing behind the ambassador and drew his gun and shouted, "Allah Akbar," and said, "Remember Aleppo and remember Syria," and shot the ambassador in the back, the Russian ambassador. There are a lot of reports coming out from, especially from Russia, indicating that Putin says that he will punish everyone involved. And this is what's interesting. We've had these false flags, you know, with the Incirlik Air Base in Turkey and, you know, all of this U.S. on one side, Russia on the other, and Erdogan in the middle playing games. And now, though, there are reports that there's a possibility he's involved, and this comes from Depkofil and from over in Israel, that he was an Islamist terrorist from the ISIS group. And, you know, you got to remember by proxy who supports ISIS and has supported them for a number of years. The U.S.,
well,
Obama.
Yeah. Obama and the CIA. And I guess it's been verified, too, from the WikiLeaks emails. We are basically the creators and the supporters of ISIS, so I guess if I was Putin, I might be looking at that and saying this was probably done at the behest of the CIA or somebody like that. And that sort of, does it not maybe lead us into what went down today? Everybody thought it was kind of a quiet day. I guess they didn't have a lot of trouble with the electors casting their vote. Do you know what the final count was? I know it was going to be well over 300 for Putin. Have you heard anything about the latest?
Are you talking about the electors? No, Donald Trump won, not Putin.
I mean, yeah, Donald Trump. I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. You threw me a curve there. by the way, he got well past his 270, and he actually Well, that's what's interesting too is even today, you know, what's interesting is the Russian media, the state media in Russia, was warning Donald Trump, and they were calling the electoral movement a coup d'etat engineered by shadowy forces who prefer a Clinton rival Democrat in the White House. And so there's a large move in Russia, it seems, against the U.S. or the American left. And not that so much they've been trying to, I suppose, manipulate the election particularly, but they simply prefer a Donald Trump presidency. And if you look around the world, much of the world does too, except I'm hearing from Saudi Arabia, who they have found out apparently has invested a considerable sum of money into the Clinton machine.
Well, that's interesting because it was Saudi Arabia that undoubtedly invested a fair amount of money in the takedown of the Twin Towers. Almost every one of those came from Saudi Arabia. And there's a lot of stuff, I think, that the American people do not realize about Saudi Arabia. And perhaps that's why Obama bows to them when he goes over there. You know, so, yeah. So what is what do you think Putin is going to do about this?
Well, there are some reports that Putin has made the recommendation that there will be consequences. And I'll tell you what, I was listening to Waleed Perez earlier on Lou Dobbs, and Perez, who is an expert, matter of fact, he's one of Trump's advisors, he is very concerned that because of the Obama remark, in other words, the Obama threat, that they would hit back against Russia for possible Russian hacking or interference in the election, that Putin may take this as a response to that threat of Obama. And, you know, we could have major problems because a lot of the, you know, a lot of the problems occurring has been with the Obama foreign policy. And see, it seems also because of this peace initiative or the Syrian peace movement that as a matter of fact, that's going on this week in Moscow between Iran and Turkey and Russia, that is the fact that the CIA and Obama did not want that to come off and for there to be a Syrian agreement without the U.S. involved. And Putin is indicating that possibly this is why the ambassador was assassinated. But assassinations start wars.
Yes. In fact, both world wars started with assassination. So maybe that's the Trump card that they always play, the Illuminati. And this is what Trump is up against. He's up against global socialism run by the Illuminati. And I cannot fathom that they are going to allow Trump to take office, and if he does, it won't be for very long. I mean, he's really thrown, if he's for real, he's really thrown a monkey wrench into their gear train, so to speak. And it may be a slowdown or something. Maybe this is just what they would consider a setback. I don't know how they would look at that, but we're almost at civil war, don't you think, actually, at this point in time?
Well,
what's your take on... Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to respond to that. Ironically, of all people, Bill O'Reilly has come out now on Fox News and said we are in a civil war, and a number of experts, you know, that I've listened to on Fox in the background, they've been talking that this is not going to abate, that the Soros team and the people, by the so-called shadowy government that so many are talking about now, that has been running things for a long time, they are not going to allow this to continue. And so they're very concerned about a civil war, and they're saying it's already started, that this is not going to abate, the protests and the troubles, and the usurpation is going to continue. And now Obama has even stating that he's going to stay and work against the Trump government. So I think ruler against ruler, Stuart, if we never said it before, it is playing out.
Yes, big time now. So Obama is going to stay. Well, he did say he was going to stay in Washington. He didn't say why. Well, maybe that's why. And maybe he wants to be able to walk into that Oval Office after Trump is eliminated and Pence would have to be eliminated as well. But there, you know, this global socialism thing is not, how do I say, they don't care what they have to do to retain power. So if they were to assassinate, you know, we just really don't know, I guess, do we, as to how far this is going. But I personally think now, after the elector thing failed, this thing is going to crank up rapidly into something much more serious. They just can't admit they lost, and they're not going to either. I'll say you.
Well, what's interesting, too, and maybe the balancing act for this whole thing, because we see the ruler against ruler playing out, is there's a new DEPCA file report that came out of the Middle East says Donald Trump likely to take a path in the Middle East by clipping Iran's wings. Now, what does clipping Iran's wings mean? I don't have the interpretation for that. However, I want to say that, interestingly, how important biblically is it to have Jerusalem in one place as Israel's capital and a new and a temple, a third temple built? And I don't believe anybody but a Trump administration would even look at that with a second glance. So how important is Trump to the Lord? I guess we're going to see.
Well, he wouldn't have gotten as far as he had if the Lord wasn't with him on all the way. It doesn't make any difference on the character of Trump, per se. But if the Lord has a plan, Trump is part of it. So far, everything they've tried has failed. So it's going to get very, very interesting to see what else they can come up with. False flag. They could do a false flag. They could do an economic collapse. There's a number of things they can pull yet to get the rabbit out of the hat, so it's going to be fascinating. Before we shut down, you remember we were talking about this gravity wave and the cosmic wave, and that report that there's something coming through on December 26th. We cannot vet that. I just want to make sure people understand that. However, it did have another outburst, and actually a number of other outbursts, this V404 Cygni star, black hole, whatever you want to call it. And we have already the pictures of the coming wave, so it is out there. We wouldn't be able to take pictures of it and as to whether it's going to do anything. But you know what was interesting, Larry? I did just a little bit of a thing on it. Cygnus is the swan in constellation, and what it really means is the speedy return of Christ. How interesting that it is this Cygni that everybody's talking about.
Wow.
And it means speedy return of Christ. The brightest star in Cygnus is called Deneb, and that means the judge. Just
wow.
So I kind of put that out there. I think the Lord is talking to everybody, and it's just a heads up. We have no idea. We can't vet it, and so we really don't know what to say on it. Anyway, any other quick news you've got before we have to shut her down?
Well, I've been doing some looking into the new Torah code by Rothman, and we'll talk about it the next show, talking about dust from the heavens.
Oh, boy. Well, we are, according to everything I can find, moving through a dust cloud. The whole solar system is. And that's another thing that Paul Violette. Yeah, we can really touch on that. How do people reach you, Larry?
Well, the quickest way is my blog, LarryWTaylor.org. That's LarryWTaylor.org.
Now, can they subscribe? Is there a place where they can subscribe to it so that they're notified, or how does that work?
Well, it's a WordPress blog, and they should be able to, and I've still got the Yahoo group, but when we have time, I'll explain that one. It's still operating.
Okay. Well, good night, everybody.